Pablo teaches in Roehampton, and I've been working with him for ages, and he's an enthusiastic person. It's a joy to work with, always reactive, and he's a filmmaker as well, and he wrote books about live subtitling, but you're not responsible here today. But anyway, it's going very well.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me to the conference and also to take part in the project, which has been very rewarding. The aim of the material was to convey the basics of film literacy to students, to secondary school students. So we divided the topics, as you can see them on the screen. The main challenge for us was to adapt the materials to the radio, because this is materials about film language, which have audiovisual content, and then we're thinking about how to convey that acoustically, so only through audio. But what we found out later was that the teachers were engaged in the delivery of the material in different ways. So some teachers, for example, were supporting the radio clips with some images. And what we did is, for every one of those sections, we created not only the content for the radio clips that was then translated into different languages, but also we supported the teachers' unit, which had links and different activities, as well as questions, so that it could be used by the teachers in a more interactive way with the students. So that was the main challenge for us, and also to adapt the content to the age, the particular age of the students, which at the beginning we didn't get quite right when we were preparing it, and then it was more suited towards the end.
Yeah, it was a different task, because I wanted to have these clips available for everyone as well, so in order to broadcast them on the radio, but at the same time we had to create content that was suitable for 14 years old, so
exactly.
I think we managed to find.
Yeah, in the end it worked well. And also what we wanted is for the students to start thinking about film first as a place for discussion, which was quite interesting when some of the students were actually saying that they had never discussed film from that point of view. So we talked about film as a place for discussion, and also we focused on something that researchers are looking at lately, which is they are concerned about the decrease in attention span in students, particularly that age, and particularly with the use of the internet. So we introduced some content on that as well. Finally, we looked at film as a language. In this case, the first part of a project, we looked at film as a language to be understood, both visual and acoustic, but we would like to maybe look into the idea of film literacy, not just as understanding the language, but to be able to speak it. That is, to be able to produce film, which is something that I think could be an interesting addition for a potential follow-up to the project.
Okay, thank you, Pablo.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.